All right. So this is kind of a bit more like the work that we saw last time I spoke with you, this sort of pour, sort of drip, sort of art. So tell me about this piece in particular and what's going on behind it.
Yeah, so I picked this one because I just bought a house. I've made the migration to Atlanta, and that was the first painting that I did when I moved in, and I color matched it to my living room wall.
Oh,
So
wonderful.
yeah, so it's very, very sentimental to me, and I don't normally do pieces that are going to be specifically for myself, and I usually don't. I feel a little bit shy about having my own art in my house, and I'm trying to break out of that, and I'm trying to love my own art and have it on my walls in my home instead of feeling like that's egotistical.
No, very much. I like the idea of having your own art in your house. So is it hanging up in your house now?
Is, yeah, it's in my living room.
Very nice. So what's the walk me again through the process of making something like this. I believe we talked about it last time, but I'd love to know more about how something like this comes together.
Yeah, so I'm using a lot of different mediums, actually, acrylic, latex, and spray paint. And there are different ways that you can combine those paints that they have a chemical reaction and then they create different effects. So, like, I'll do different layers and I'll also use water to thin out some of them, and like the spray paint, I can layer on water and pour, and it creates kind of a cloudy, really ethereal line texture kind of thing. And I have started previously, I would always almost always do one layer of, and it's called wet on wet technique, but recently, I have been doing more layers and taking my time with these pieces, taking a little bit longer and reflecting on my pores instead of just kind of going with it quite as quickly. And so I've been trying to work a little bit more on composition by doing it that way.
Very, very cool. Yeah, I'm looking at this sort of dark blue stripe here, and I can see that sort of ethereal, almost cloudy. It looks like a little storm going in there.
Yep, that's exactly what I'm talking about with the spray paint.
Very, very cool. And there seems to be something reflective. Are you putting like glitter in something or something, is it? Or is it just the way the paint's catching the light?
It's metallic spray paint. So I use gold and also copper in my work. Sometimes I use silver, but I just really love gold and copper and rose gold. Like, that's the jewelry that I like wearing also.
Very cool. Yeah, so it's kind of neat thinking of your art not just a reflection of your house, but a reflection of yourself as well.
Totally. It
Yeah.
really is.
Very cool.